Third hour of the show, we'll talk Redskins football coming up at 5:32 with Larry Michael. He's the voice of the Washington Redskins. Hey, be sure and join Raider Nation at Buffalo Wild Wings this Sunday, 3600 North Freeway Boulevard in the Thomas. You can watch the Raiders take on New Orleans. And at halftime, the street team will be giving a KHTK prize pack away. For more information, go to KHTK.com. That's Buffalo Wild Wings this Sunday, 3600 North Freeway Boulevard in the Thomas, to watch the Raiders take on the Saints. A couple of people on the text line want to know, didn't Serena lose in the Olympics and the current Open? No, Venus lost in the current Open in a three-set tiebreaker. If so, she's not the best in the world. Well, I hate to disappoint you. Serena is the best in the world, and it's not even close. All right, like there's not even someone that's a close second. She's clearly the very best women's tennis player on the planet, and it's not close. All right, Novak Djokovic didn't win an Olympic gold medal, and he's clearly the best men's player on the planet, and it's not even close, although it's a lot closer in men's tennis than it is in women's. All right, so does that answer your question? All right, 339-1140. And 800-920-1140. We're with you, as I said, right up till 7 o'clock. We get to Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just saying that I know everybody's mad at Kaepernick for not wanting to support the anthem.
Well, that's not true. First of all, that's not true. Not everybody's mad at him. He's actually received quite a bit of support.
Okay, so if there's mixed feelings, why is everybody so mad at him if the Army actually pays the NFL to get these ceremonies? These ceremonies aren't put on by the NFL. The Army pays for them.
He doesn't have a problem with the military. He's made that clear over and over again. He doesn't have a problem with our armed forces. He supports our military. It's his stance has nothing to do with the men and women that serve our country.
But the opposing views to his is always, oh, well, he's a military hater.
You know what?
That's
ignorance. I mean, because he's being stereotyped. I'm not a fan of what he's doing. I don't support what he's doing. I don't support the way he did it. And I'm clearly not a fan of the socks that he wore and the Fidel Castro T-shirt. And for that reason, I'm anti-Colin Kaepernick. But I'm educated at least to a point where I realize that his protest has absolutely nothing to do with both the past and the present of the great men and women of our country that are serving or have served our military. I mean, I think it's very apparent that his beef has nothing to do with our military.
I would agree. I just think that that's the only opposing view that we keep getting. And if you're saying it's ignorant, then you can't argue with stupid.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with people that have a problem with Colin Kaepernick not standing for the anthem. I don't have a problem with that. But I do have a problem with people that are stereotyping his not standing for the anthem and making a direct correlation to the military when he has said repeatedly, or at least in his press conferences, that has absolutely no bearing on him standing for the anthem. That is not meant to be disrespectful to the military, that he doesn't have any issues with the military, that he has friends in the military, that he supports the military. I mean, he's said everything he can on that topic. I don't know why people would still go there.
All right. Thank you, Grant.
All right. Thank you. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. If you want to go with Colin Kaepernick, trust me, there are a lot of things you can pick on. That's not one of them. All right? That's not one of them. So I think it's unfortunate. You know, if you want to be anti-Colin Kaepernick, that's your right. Go right ahead. But know the facts. You know why he's doing what he's doing. It's not a statement about our military. That's for sure. All right, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. We have got another hour and 50 minutes left. We're going to be with you talking about a variety of topics. Giants and Rockies. You've got the Cardinals who are battling the Pirates. American League. The Blue Jays trying to stay in first place. They're trailing the Yankees 1-0, who look for the three-game sweep. You've got the Red Sox playing San Diego. Got a lot of things going on right now in baseball as we get down to the nitty-gritty, the final couple of weeks in the regular season. It's going to be fun, folks. What about the Giants? You still thinking division, Giants fans, or have you turned your attention a little bit to the wild card? I'm not conceding the division yet. You shouldn't if you're a Giants fan. I'm not a Giants fan, but I'm not saying you're not going to win the division. I still feel that there's a decent chance they won't be in the playoffs. I don't see them turning this around. I just don't. Especially with the four games next week at home against the Cardinals and then at the Dodgers for three. And that is if, and I say if, Clayton Kershaw not only comes back, but comes back and is effective. That could be the difference. But as we saw 2 years ago, with Madison Bumgarner mowing down the Pirates in Pittsburgh en route to the beginning of a World Series run, just get in. It's not ideal to have to go play that one extra game, but you know what? It didn't hurt San Francisco the last time they got into the playoffs as a wild card. They were awesome, and they got it done. They got it done. All right, let's get to some more phone calls, and it is Javier. What's up, Javier?
Hey, how you doing, Grant?
I'm fine, Javier.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say real quick, you know, I've got no problem with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee for the national anthem. I do find it interesting that people are drawing the line, a significant line, between the military and law enforcement, where I don't really draw the line that thickly between those two professions. There are bad apples in military, you know, very small number of bad apples, just like there are a number of bad apples in law enforcement. My problem is that, you know, right now in the environment that we're in, it's okay to demonize law enforcement, yet for some reason it's not okay to demonize the military. I personally don't believe we should demonize either one.
No, I don't either.
But you know, whether you are domestic and fighting for the liberties and freedoms of the citizens of this country, like law enforcement does, or whether you're doing it overseas, which is what the military is doing, as far as I'm concerned, the line is pretty blurred. It's not that big. And so it's interesting. It's kind of a double standard that we're okay with. Okay, no, he's not talking about military. But he is talking about law enforcement, okay, and he has the right to do that. I'm okay with that. It's his freedom of expression. Whether you're in the military, whether you're in law enforcement, we are upholding the Constitution of the United States, okay? So I'm okay with that, but I'm not okay with the trend of, hey, it's okay to do that to law enforcement or demonize a profession, but it's not okay to do it to the military.
Okay.
I think there's a little bit of double standard.
Thank you, Javier. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you. All right, let's get to Reggie. Hello, Reggie.
Grant, how you doing?
Reggie, I'm well. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a veteran myself. I understand that the time I spent in the military helps people such as Colin Kaepernick to be able to make their own stance, you know, and be free about how they want to feel about things. But at the same time, I believe that people are what they do and not what they say. And you can say that. He means no disrespect to the military, but any veteran will tell you, you disrespect the flag and you make us angry. So we have a situation where he's disrespected the military, maybe without trying, but he is anyway.
Yeah, again, I'm not being ever in the armed forces. I'll take your word for it. I'm not for what he's doing. I think it's I have a problem with it. I do recognize his right as an American to do it, but I don't agree with it. But I can't speak from your perspective, although what you say makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, you can, again, people are what they do, not what they say. You can say you're not disrespecting us, but, you know, there's a lot of people that fought and died to plant that flag places and to make sure that flag continues to fly places. So when you disrespect that flag, you disrespect, at the very least, the lives of the people that lived and died. To make sure that flag still flies.
Thank you very much for the call. Have a great evening.
You too, Grant.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Reggie. James, we'll get to you here on the Grant Napier Show. Hi, James.
How's it going, Grant?
What's up, James?
I just wanted to get your opinion. I think it's just kind of funny how, Kaepernick, when he was on top, Super Bowl, championship games, prior to getting his superstar contract, I mean, you didn't hear nothing about it. Yeah, he might have said something on Instagram or Facebook. But now, after he gets his superstar contract, which he'll probably not get ever again, and he's almost on his way out the league, now all of a sudden he wants to be this advocate for, police brutality. Police brutality, this, that, and the third. So I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
I can't speak for him and his timing. I mean, you can make those assumptions. I'm not going to, because I don't know. I haven't talked to Colin about this. He hasn't really, I don't know what the reason was for the specific timing. I can't speak on that. I mean, I these same issues were going on a year ago in this country, were they not?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him say anything last year, but then again, I don't know. I can't speak for Colin Kaepernick, nor am I going to try.
Yeah, and that's my take. I mean, he, when all this was happening, a year or two ago, I mean, he was, I heard crickets, but now all of a sudden he's on his way almost out the league, and now he has something to say, because I think he just has nothing to lose now.
Okay, thanks very much. I wouldn't agree that he's almost on his way out the league. I don't know if I would go that far. All right, let's get to Michael. You're on the Grant Napier Show. Hi, Michael.
Gentlemen, hey, thanks for taking my call, Grant.
Thank you, Michael.
So Kaepernick just needs to worry about getting in the playbook and making himself better, because he's far from even close to a competitive quarterback. He's absolutely horrible. He's an embarrassment to watch. So for him to be getting all this scrutiny, it should be about his play.
He's not going to be playing. He's not going to be playing, so we're not going to scrutinize him about his playing unless either Blaine Gabbert gets hurt or he's replaced. But as of right now, we won't even be talking about that, because he's not playing. He's the backup quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. Hopefully he doesn't even get a chance to get out there this year. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. I think Blaine Gabbert's going to have to play really badly for Kaepernick to get on the field. That's my opinion. I think that Chip Kelly will give him a couple of weeks. You've got the Rams this week. Speaking of quarterbacks, how bad is it that Jared Goff, the number one pick in the draft, is not even going to be in uniform for the game Monday night? He's from the Bay Area, grew up as a Niners fan, from what I understand, went to Cal. He's the number one pick in the draft, and he's not even active. How bad is that? How bad is that? You've got Wentz starting in Philly, Prescott starting in Dallas, Simeon starting in Denver, although I understand Simeon's not a rookie, and I understand why Prescott's starting, and I understand why Carson's starting, but they would have been dressed anyway. They would have been the backup quarterbacks. They would have been the second string. They would have been on the field. They would have been, like, wearing their uniform. I mean, can you believe that? How bad is that for Jared Goff? Now, that doesn't mean he's never going to be a good quarterback. It doesn't mean that his career's done. It doesn't. I'm just saying that is a really bad look if you are the LA Rams. No Jared Goff, Monday Night Football. That's brutal, in my opinion. All right, if you want to get in on the show, it's easy to do. 339-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Don't forget, coming up at 5:32, we'll talk with Larry Michael. He is the voice of the Washington Redskins. So we'll talk with him coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk with a gentleman from the USA Today about MLB baseball, Jorge Ortiz. He'll be coming on at 6:18. We'll talk with him about some of these races that are going on, especially, in the National League and the wild card race right now. With the Giants, at what point do we totally turn our attention to the wild card? Too early yet. I mean, you've got 6 games left between the two teams, so in 4 games, you can make up 4 games in a hurry. But we'll see what they do tonight. Game 3 of their set, the Rockies and the Giants. If you want to text the show, it's easy to do. 44 1140. That's 44, 1140. If you want to talk about baseball, we'll do that as well. That game, by the way, between the Cardinals and the Pirates is now tied at 2. So 2-2 in the top of the fourth. End of three, the Yanks are leading 2-0 over Toronto. The Mets won earlier today, so they pick up a half game. The Baltimore Orioles, they lose. So Toronto and Boston will be able to separate themselves by a game if they're able to win. Again, the Red Sox play in San Diego tonight. The Blue Jays are currently playing in New York to the Yanks, and they are down 2-0 as they go to the top of the fourth. The Detroit Tigers lose today by the score of 7-4. So, you know, this is an opportunity in the wild card in the American League if you're the Yankees. And it's amazing what's happened to them since they made all the moves right before the trade deadline and then sent A-Rod packing. They have played very good baseball. I don't think anyone thought that they would be in the race. But they're only four back of first place. And if they, you know, win tonight, they will be right on the outside looking in at the wild card. So they are right there. Toronto at 77-61 along with the Red Sox. And the Red Sox wrapping up their West Coast swing in San Diego. The Orioles, with the loss today, have 63 losses. So four losses separate Toronto from fourth place New York. Boston with 61 losses, Baltimore with 63, and the Yankees with 65. And then you look at the wild card standings in the American League. And again, the loser between Toronto and Boston, if that's what it is, in all likelihood will be a wild card. And then you have Baltimore, Detroit, Houston, and the Yankees fighting out for the second wild card. National League, the Giants have 64 losses. They are tied with St. Louis in a loss column. And then here come the Mets. How about the Mets all of a sudden? They have won 5 in a row. They've won 8 of 10. And they have a cupcake schedule the rest of the way. The Giants host the Cardinals after this road trip for 4 games. Those are going to be huge. 4 games. And then right after that 4-game set with St. Louis, they're on the road in L.A. for 3. So, you know, you look at this season, those 7 games could very well dictate whether the Giants are in the playoffs or not. You know, if they have a bad stretch against St. Louis, and again, with the way the Mets are playing, and I'm looking at their schedule. I was looking at the Mets schedule earlier. I'm like, wow, boy, did they luck out with their schedule. They really did. And as I said, they've started to turn things around. They've won 5 in a row. They go from Cincinnati, where they just swept that series, to Atlanta. They have a tough series in Washington, but then listen to this schedule. I mean, this is like Cupcakesville. After Washington, they have 3 games at home against Minnesota, 3 games at home against Atlanta, 4 games at home against Philadelphia. Then they're at Miami for 3 and at Philadelphia for 3. Don't be surprised if the New York Mets make it into the playoffs with that schedule. Much, much, much easier schedule than San Francisco. You know, I've already gone over their schedule a number of times. There's nothing easy about their schedule, especially with the way they're playing. I mean, I think you can, you know, safely say that. Now, if you're looking at St. Louis, you know, you can never, ever count out St. Louis. They always seem to be in the thick of things. Doesn't matter whether people are talking about them or not. When you get to September, they're normally in the thick of things. All right, so they're wrapping up their set right now with Pittsburgh. They're tied 2-2. Then they have 4 games at home against Milwaukee. They have 3 games at home against the Cubs. Then they're on the road for a very difficult road trip. At San Francisco for 4, at Colorado for 3, at the Cubs for 3. Then they wrap up the series at home for 4 against Cincy and 3 against Pittsburgh. But that stretch, Cubs, at Giants, at Rockies, at Cubs, nothing easy about that. Nothing easy about that at all. All right, let's get to Craven. Hello, Craven.
Hey, how's it going, Grant?
Craven, what's happening?
Hey, first time caller, a long time listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
Love everything you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My thing is on Jared Goff and the Rams. Does it look worse for the Rams than it is for Jared Goff? Because it sounds like when I was watching Hard Knocks that he was doing everything good, they have all the coaches bragging about him. Then all of a sudden they come out this week and say that he's not going to be active.
And well, first of all, you're not going to have the coaches on Hard Knocks saying anything negative about their top draft pick. I mean, they're very careful, you know. So that's part of that. I from the people I've spoken to down in Los Angeles, they're very concerned about Jared Goff.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Now that doesn't mean he's gonna. That doesn't mean, Craven, that he's gonna be a bust. Doesn't mean that he'll never play. But they're disappointed in his development over training camp.
Oh, okay. That explains it. So do you think that they are protecting themselves as an organization by not looking like fools and by, you know, maybe keeping them active?
Yes.
But not getting any playing time. So right now they look silly by wasting the number one overall pick, trading up, and all of them say, you know, after...
I wouldn't say, Craven, I can't say they wasted their picks. I mean, I can't say that they wasted a number one pick. I mean, you know, you may call up my show 3 years from now and say, boy, how great is Goff? You know what I mean? I mean, you can't, just because he's not dressing for this game and just because he's not playing the way they had hoped, I don't think you can say, well, gee, it's never going to happen for him. It's just taking him longer.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right?
All right, well, appreciate the info.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. We'll come right back. We'll talk Washington Redskins football with the voice of the Redskins. That's Larry Michael, next here on the Grant Napier Show. Hey, it's Grant Napier for Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. Hey, hurry in for the final days of Sleep Train's mattress price war sale. Hey, it's your last chance to save up to $300 instantly on select Tempur-Pedic models. Plus, get up to $200 back by mail when you add a Tempur-Pedic movable base. I've got a movable base, and trust me, it makes a huge difference. It's awesome. You can take up to $400 off Beautyrest and Posturepedic mattress sets, or get up to 4 years interest-free financing. Call 866-780-6220 for credit cost and terms, subject to credit approval. You can get the guaranteed lowest price with Sleep Train's 100-night low price guarantee. Plus, same-day delivery, setup, and removal when you purchase by 2 p.m. Hurry in, because Sleep Train's mattress price war sale ends Sunday at Sleep Train. Your ticket to a better night's sleep. All right, we are back with you here on the Grant Napier Show. The season starts tomorrow, and then we turn to a couple of games on Monday night. One of those games has Pittsburgh at Washington, the outstanding voice of the Washington Redskins, joining us right here on Sports 1140 KHDK, and that is Larry Michael. Larry, it's Grant Napier. How are you?
I'm great, Grant. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing well, and boy, I got to tell you right off the get-go, when we saw what happened with Josh Norman and the year he had on the Carolina defense, now wearing the Redskins colors against Antonio Brown, that is going to be something to really look at on Monday night.
Well, it seems if you look at the Redskins schedule, it's going to be that way every week. And everybody's pointing, obviously, when it comes to Josh and his matchup with Beckham, which is going to come week three.
Sure.
But obviously you're not looking too far ahead. I'll tell you what about Josh. He's an outstanding player, but I'm most impressed with was the fact that he signed that big contract, and it came very quickly. But he's lived at Redskins Park ever since that day. He's been every day at the practice, every day during the drills. He spends a ton of time there. And so while, some people want to point to some of the other stuff he's doing, I mean, I haven't seen anybody there as much as him. He has spent as much time at the facility as anybody. And, of course, they're all there now. So, but I'm going back a few months. Back to when he signed his contract. So he's been a very, very positive addition to the team.
Well, you talked about the schedule. And listen, you know this. You've been doing this for a long time. Schedules can change based on injuries. But if you just look at it right now, after the bye week, boy, what a second half of the season for the Redskins. So, barring injuries to skilled people, I mean, how important is it for this team to have a good first six, seven, eight games?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think they're just looking at the first game because – the first game, obviously, is against a team that a lot of people have high hopes for this year. A lot of people are picking Pittsburgh to go a long way this year. Yeah, but the Redskins are coming off a very successful season. What hasn't happened is, putting back-to-back years together. And actually, in the division, back-to-back champions has been very rare. So there's a unique set of circumstances for every team, but for this team, they can't afford to look at the schedule. They can't afford to look at what might be down the road. I think it's a very confident team. That confidence was built up last year by virtue of how they played down the stretch, but it ended abruptly with the loss in the playoffs. I think that still sticks with everybody. So, you know, if you're a Redskins fan, I think Redskins fans, I should say, really feel good about this team. But, you know, it'll be real sweet if they win, but it's going to be a letdown if they don't, because a lot is expected of this team this year.
Larry, every team's got some question marks right now with the season beginning for Washington on Monday. What are one or two of the question marks that jump out at you?
Well, there's plenty. I mean, obviously, it's not a perfect football team. You know, on the offensive side of the football, you know, the running game and the running backs have really been a focus for fan interest during the offseason because Alfred Morris is no longer with the team. He was very, very liked by the fan base, and he did a great job. Let's face it, they liked him because he was good. But they're going with Matt Jones, second-year player, 235 pounds out of Florida. Last year he showed some flashes, but he hasn't been durable over his first year. And now during the preseason he got hurt a little bit. The guy that came out of nowhere is Rob Kelly, a running back out of Tulane, an undrafted rookie free agent. Very impressive in the preseason. A lot of folks think that the Redskins should still go out and find a veteran running back, but he was that impressive. And Chris Thompson's kind of your third-down back who had a great year last year. So there's a lot expected of him, but you don't have that number one back. I guess Matt Jones is your number one back, but he still needs to prove it. Defensively, you know, the defensive line, again, they brought in some older guys. A guy like Cullen Jenkins brought in a few weeks ago. Maybe he could help. He didn't make the cut. And so there's a rotation there that they think is going to work. And really, I think, you know, the fact that Josh Norman's on board puts Bashaud Breeland, who's an outstanding corner, in a position where he wants to prove he's as good as Josh. And then they moved D'Angelo Hall to safety, and he's really acclimated to that position. So I think the defense is improved from the back front, and I guess from the front side, they're going to still have to prove they can stop the run. And that's something that wasn't Achilles' heel last year. And they can't. I mean, obviously, you got to be able to stop the run in this league. It is a pass-first league, but you got to do both. Yeah, that's basically the answer is, you know, D-line, stop the run, yep. Running game, bread and butter.
Kirk Cousins obviously took a big step forward last year. He wanted the long-term deal. He didn't get that. But when you look at his, you know, where he is now from where he was 12 months ago, is it a night and day? Is it a little bit of a difference? I mean, how would you characterize that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. He was always confident, but now it's his team, so it's a different type of confidence. And I remember meeting him back at the Senior Bowl and how much confidence he had. And this is, you know, obviously before they drafted RG3, and you knew this guy was going to be pretty good. He just was a confident kid. He was a captain all through college. And then he got a chance. Actually, maybe it was a benefit to him to be able to sit and watch and learn the game a little bit. But he took advantage last year. And I just would say night and day, I think his skill set hasn't changed. But his approach, I think, has changed because he knows it's his team. And that gives a guy a lot of confidence, especially if he succeeds. So big things are expected of him this year. He expects big things of himself, and I think the organization expects big things from him. And regardless of, you know, whether he had the contract or not, I mean, he's going to get compensated very handsomely. And to see what Drew Brees got this year, just today, I should
sure.
say, the new contract, it's about – his, if you break his 2 years in half, it's about equal to what the current franchise tag was for Kirk Cousins.
Unbelievable.
So he's already got right. that $22 million a year that Drew got. I guess Kirk's going to make 20. So it becomes, you know, how much do you really need? But of course,
unbelievable. Amazing.
Yeah, I know. But if you know what, Grant, if he plays well this year, he'll get what's coming to him.
That's right. You're absolutely right. We're talking Redskins football right here on Sports 1140 KHDK with Larry Michael. How do you see the rest of the NFC East? Who do you think is the chief rival right now for Washington?
Well, I mean, I understand you're a Giant fan, which
yes.
we won't hold that against you, but at least I told the producer there, I said, at least you're not a Cowboys fan. So we'll start
that's
there.
True.
We'll start there. And, you know, there's one guy, and I don't know if I can digress for just 10
sure.
seconds, there's one guy in the annals of football history that is a Hall of Famer who's really a legend with two football teams, and they're both in the NFC East. His name's Sam Huff.
Sure.
And he's my former broadcast partner. He's a legend with the Redskins, also a legend with the Giants.
No question.
I don't know if there's a lot of guys you could say that about. As for the Giants this year, you know, obviously they're going the route, you know, that they're going to try to patch up what they have. They do have Eli Manning. He's strengthened the team. Odell's a good receiver, obviously a great receiver, but I don't know about the running backs. Offensive line and defensive line for them always killed the Redskins, always the key to the Giants beating the Redskins. And now I think both those units are tough on their side. Philadelphia, first-year coach, first-year quarterback. If they really go a long way, man, now they're going to have to say Doug Peterson's a hell of a coach, because
right now
you're looking at a situation where the question is, how much damage did Chip Kelly do? You know, I know where we're hurt tonight, so that might strike home. But, you know, how much damage did he do in Philly, and how long will it take for them to get back? And for Dallas, you know, Dak Prescott's a great preseason quarterback. I liked him in college. But, again, their defense, they're the strength of their offensive line and their running game. And that's, you know, again, for the Redskins, they're going to have to be able to stop that run. That's something they haven't been doing in the past. But I like the Redskins' chances only by really the consistency they've had, the continuity they've had, and the program they're running right now with Jay Gruden and the way they're operating and how they're really going after young talent and making sure they've got depth, speed, and the future is secure with their talent base. And they look pretty good with some of the players they have on offense. I mean, DeSean Jackson, along with Jordan Reed, Jamison Crowder had a great year last year. Kirk had a great year last year. So they're going to put some points on the board. But for the NFC East, it always comes down to December. So, but, you know, I work for the Redskins, man.
That's right.
Hey, the Redskins going to win this 16-0 season, I think.
See, Larry, here's the difference between, you know, and I'm going to irritate a lot of the Cowboy fans out here in California, but I've already said this before. See, here's the difference, in my opinion, with the fan basis, okay? When Redskins fans know their team's not very good, they don't have a problem with saying that. When the Giants fans know that their team's not going to be very good, they understand that, they accept it, and they get it. That's not the case in Dallas. They think their team's going to be great every year. That's the big difference I see in the fan bases.
Yeah, you know, and I think I agree. In Dallas, you know, when I saw the top two jerseys that are out there right now, the top two selling jerseys, and again, close to home for you, is a Kaepernick jersey, and then number two is Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
And you can explain the reason for Kaepernick's jersey to be the number one seller. There's plenty of rational ways to explain that, but there's no rational way to explain Ezekiel Elliott's jersey being the number one, other than it's Cowboys fans who are just blind and they're going to spend their money on anything to star on it. And I do, and again, this is something that we have in common with the Giants. Whenever I talk to Eagles fans, they do a lot of public speaking and these type of things. And for the Eagles fans, I invite them to come to Redskins Park to see something they've never seen before. That's Super Bowl trophy. So that's the one I use with the Eagles, the Cowboys,
oh my
the Giants. You know, because of Sam, I've got, you know, there's a feeling there with the Giants because of Sam Huff. And, you know, it's just, you know, you got two teams there that really, really go back a long, long way.
No question.
Yeah, the Cowboys and the Giants, the Giants and the Redskins, and you look at it, and the stat is the Redskins won their 601st game, or they won 600 games last year. Their 600th game was beating the Eagles, and their 601st game was beating the Cowboys' final game of the year. So the Giants, the Packers, the Bears, they're ahead of the Redskins in the all-time list, but they were active 10 years prior to the Redskins. You're talking about going back to the 30s for these teams.
That's right. That's unbelievable.
So that's why the passion for these teams is so deep. And you know, the Cowboys, they can sell all the Ezekiel jerseys they want. And it's such a hated rivalry with the Redskins and the Cowboys. But that's the way in the NFC East. And that's the way it should be.
I can't wait.
Really the way it should be.
Can't wait for the Thanksgiving game. Before I let you go, listen, anyone that lives in that area knows Redskins are always number one. All right? We get that. What's the excitement level for the Nats right now with what Dusty's got going on with this team?
Well, you know, it's a team that's, again, a lot is expected of that team. Much more, I think, is expected of that team right here, right now, because they've been there and they have not gotten the ultimate prize. So I think Dusty, and I know, again, he's very close to your heart out there.
Yes, he is.
He really was a great choice to become manager of this team because you have an eclectic group of stars, you got some young guys, and you got a team that has gotten pretty strong taste of a lot of success, but they haven't gotten what they wanted, which is a championship. So he's the perfect mature guy, and he's beyond mature. I mean, a lot of people just look at him as an old man, but he has more knowledge in that dugout than everybody combined. So to benefit from a guy with that much intelligence and that much knowledge, really doesn't matter how old you are. So people are excited about the baseball team, but by the same token, I mean, you're talking about a team that hasn't been here that long and their predecessors never won. I don't even know. I got to look it up. I don't know when the last time a Washington baseball team won a championship. It might have been Walter Johnson.
That's right. I think it was. Yes.
Might have been. So, I mean, you're talking about yeah. only one team.
That's
only
right.
one team with a longer drought than that. And that's it. That's in my where I was born, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah,
so.
No, I hear you. That's that's no question. Hey, Larry, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much. And
all right, Grant.
I got January 1st circled, New York at Washington for the winner of that will win the division.
All right. I
all
like
right.
that prediction. That
all
puts
right.
a lot of drama on that case.
That's
Thanks,
right.
man.
All right. Be good. Thank you. All that's right. Larry Michael. Good stuff there. We'll be right back here on the Grant Napier Show. Taking you up till 7 o'clock, we'll talk some baseball at 6:18 with Jorge Ortiz from the USA Today. We'll get his take on this National League West race, which is, I got to figure, you know, every game is so important. The question I want to ask him, you know, we keep on talking about the Giants all the time. I'd love to get his take on what he thinks about the Dodgers. And, of course, the unknown will be Clayton Kershaw, who's coming back this weekend. And I got to tell you, you know this, if Clayton Kershaw is that guy, with the way Rich Hill's pitching, that could be really difficult for the Giants to overcome. Four games back currently, not the end of the world, you know, four games, but got to be very careful, obviously, very careful that it doesn't go down to 5-6. Then you're in real, you got some real issues there. So we'll talk with him coming up at 6:18. Hey, if you want to talk about what Larry Michael had to say, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Tomorrow we will have Thursday Night Football for you. Sunday we've got the Raiders for you. And on Sunday, get down to Buffalo Wild Wings, 3600 North Freeway Boulevard in the Thomas. To watch the Raiders take on the Saints at halftime. The street team will be given a KHTK prize back. If you need more information, just go to KHTK.com. That is on Sunday. Tomorrow, you've got Denver and Carolina. You can get down to the Firestone Public House to watch that game. And, again, our street team will be out there with, again, a prize pack for you at halftime. And, again, all the information for all these events can be found at KHTK.com. If you want to call the show, please do so at 339-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. All right, let's break down this game a little bit tomorrow night in the sense of, you know, Trevor Siemian with that pressure on him. His first start against the team that they beat in the Super Bowl in a game in which Carolina got manhandled by the defense, and particularly Von Miller. And so I ask if you think that because of the quarterback situation and because of, you know, now Carolina truly knows what they're facing in terms of Von Miller, they'll have to, you know, I would think the game plan will be a little bit different. Do you think Carolina wins tomorrow? What are your thoughts? You think Carolina tomorrow gets the win to start off this season? You know, they don't have Josh Norman, but they still have Luke Kuechly, and we know Luke Kuechly is incredible. He is the guy that makes that defense go. At Denver, we know that atmosphere is going to be crazy. We know that atmosphere is going to be absolutely crazy. Will that be enough? Will that be enough for the Denver Broncos to start off the season with a record of 1-0? Give me your thoughts on that at 339-1140. And again, 800-920-1140. I'm thinking that this Carolina team with that quarterback, they are going to take away the run and see if he can pass the ball and beat that Carolina defense. And I'm thinking the Carolina defense will create some turnovers tomorrow. I'm thinking if we're going to see turnovers tomorrow, I think they'll be coming from the Denver side of the football. I could see Carolina, you know, forcing some turnovers with that defense. They're going to take away the run and force them to beat them with the pass. We'll see if they can do that or not. I'm not so sure they can. All right, we'll come right back. Fourth hour of the show. Grant Napier on Sports 1140 KHDK.